This is In Focus, the weekly public affairs program from KTBB and the Team Sports Radio, featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place.
Good morning, everybody. We're going to spend some time with Megan Riaz. She is Director of Community Relations for Bethesda Clinic here in town. First of all, welcome. Good to have you here.
Happy to be here.
And tell me an overview of Bethesda and its mission here in our area.
Sure. So Bethesda Health Clinic, we exist to provide affordable health care for hardworking, underserved East Texas families. Mm-hmm. And that includes primary care, mental health care, dental care, and some specialty care for working uninsured adults. And then the same services for underserved children. All throughout East Texas.
How big an area do you guys serve?
We're located in Tyler. We also have a satellite clinic in Lindale. Mm-hmm. However, there are no geographical restrictions to be a patient. So we have a lot of patients who are searching for affordable health care who drive from all over East Texas. Longview, Kilgore, Palestine, Jacksonville, mm-hmm. even up into Corsicana and sometimes the Dallas area. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of patients. It's good.
A lot of people to see. Yeah. Well, and given, one can almost understand the drive because given all the discussions that are going on in D.C. right now, that we may be looking at Medicaid cuts and all that sort of thing. The program that serves those who are lower income, having trouble getting health care, et cetera. My guess is you may see more business and more travel.
That's very true. And, you know, Texas has always been very conservative with its health care policies, and it has never really expanded Medicaid like some other states have. So mm-hmm. in Texas, you have more people uninsured than any other state.
And more children, obviously.
And more children. I believe the last time I looked, like the nationwide average of uninsured is almost 10%. In Texas, it's about 20%. Mm-hmm. So we're going to already have more people that are uninsured here. And a lot of times, I mean, they're working, often multiple jobs, but we know how expensive healthcare is. And some, even if they were to take the healthcare plan offered by their employer, mm-hmm. it would cut out most of their paycheck. I mean, it's just too expensive.
Yeah.
And so we exist to fill that gap.
Well, and the lack of expansion, I know this is also not only affecting those folks who are a lower income bracket, but it affects rural hospitals as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not getting the kind of reimbursement that in some cases will keep them in business.
Right.
So it's getting tough to find healthcare anywhere, really.
Right. We do accept Medicaid at our pediatric clinic, mm-hmm. which is different from our adult clinic. Our adult clinic, we don't take any Medicaid, Medicare, no insurance because we exist completely for the uninsured adults. Mm-hmm. The way that Medicaid works in Texas is it is easier for a child. If you have a family unit, the children are able to get on Medicaid when mm-hmm. the parents cannot. And so we do accept Medicaid at our kids' clinic. We have about 80% of our children there that are on Medicaid. The problem with that is you have a lot of clinics who will limit the number of Medicaid patients that they accept.
Sure. You'll find that with Medicare, too.
Yeah. We do not. And so that's, again, why you're seeing a lot of people driving from other areas to come to Bethesda Pediatrics with their children.
Mm-hmm. Whenever I get into a discussion with people about programs like Medicaid, Medicare, etc. There is this assumption that people are taking advantage of benefits and so forth. You have to explain, these are hardworking people. They just don't make a lot of money.
Right. They really are. I talk to our families. I do all of our donor communications. And mm-hmm. so I get to write their stories. And they're so grateful that these services exist. They are hardworking. And a lot of times, even with the kids, when you get into Medicaid, I mean, we see a lot of foster kids, a lot of mm-hmm. kids that are being raised by their grandparents. There is a need. I mean, we need to be able to take care of those children and make sure they're healthy and that they can go to school and that they can become healthy adults.
And as you say, family upheaval can change a lot of things. You may be at a stage in life where you figure you're cruising, you're heading toward retirement and so forth, and suddenly you're starting over again as a parent.
It's funny you say that because my oldest is 13 years older than my daughter.
We had a big gap in my family, too.
I wasn't headed towards retirement, but I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah, what a surprise. Well, I have a 28-year-old daughter who will probably never be off the family plan. So... Best I can tell. So you are here for the folks who can't afford
Correct.
The kind of health care that a lot of us can. And as you say, it has gotten, in some cases, horrifically expensive, mm-hmm. particularly if you have, for lack of a better word, an expensive problem.
Yeah. Right.
A chronic
yeah.
illness.
And the solution is not, like, we don't want our patients to have to use the emergency room for primary care.
Most expensive healthcare there is.
And that puts a drain on the whole community. Mm-hmm. If you have people going to the emergency room when they could be seen in a primary care setting and get the chronic diseases under control. And so we see a lot of adults with chronic conditions such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol, mm-hmm. prediabetes, diabetes, anxiety, and depression. They might have gone to the ER once a year, racked up a huge bill they couldn't pay.
Mm-hmm. And the hospital had to eat
The hospital has to eat it. It's, you know, a drain on community. They come to Bethesda. Their visits are either $20 or $30. So say they're at the $20 copay. They can come four times a year now. They can mm-hmm. get their conditions under control. We have a big medication assistance program, so we give away a lot of insulin for free. They can get medication, and they can actually live an abundant life where they can work, take care of their families, and they feel good. I mean, you have to have your health in order to be productive.
Mm-hmm.
We provide a way for that. And we are not federally funded. We don't get any federal or state grants. So it's a great solution to community-funded healthcare. All kinds of people here, they are like, hey, these people need healthcare, and I want to help.
You talk about visiting the emergency room. You usually don't go there until something is starting to really become a problem. Where if you could have gotten regular appointments, you might have nipped that in the bud.
Right.
Or at the very least gotten it under control much earlier and less expensively.
Yeah. Our CEO, Dr. John English, was actually sharing some stories with us the other day. We had a few patients come in. They're in their 50s, so they're not old enough for Medicare.
Right.
But you can still have a lot of things happen with your health as you get older. And
tell me about
there's this one patient here. She was diabetic, and it had just gotten so out of control. And he doesn't even think that now that we're stepping in that we can do any, we can't reverse it. It's just taking a toll on the body of the patient. And if that person would have just known about us, you know, 5 years ago, came to Bethesda, got their medication. We have a volunteer endocrinologist, really get their numbers where they need to be. They would be in a whole different position. So it's really heartbreaking to see, but there are a lot of people that we have been able to help. So that's good.
I have a good friend, a very close friend that I lost last year down in Houston. And his life had taken a turn, and he was very low on cash, and he died. And once the autopsy was done, it was untreated high blood pressure.
And that's just so sad.
And that's such an inexpensive problem to treat.
I know. It's really heartbreaking.
If only he had known, if he had had access or had thought about going and getting it checked. But, you know, it doesn't really have any symptoms. Well, let's talk about the various areas you deal with. Obviously, it's, you know, general primary medical care. And that's the portal through which everything else flows.
Right. Primary medical care is the number one, is what we exist to provide. However, as Bethesda has grown, which this is in September, it'll be our 22nd year. And because Tyler is such a great medical community, lots of retired doctors that continue to want to practice in some capacity, we have been able to expand and offer a lot of specialty care services for our patients. So we treat a lot of anxiety and depression. We have licensed counselors. We have a few that are bilingual, which is really amazing, because if you're dealing with anxiety and depression, the majority of that is treated with primary care physicians. Being able to see a counselor for $20 a visit, I mean, you cannot get a visit more affordable than that. And then we have all of these other specialty doctors who volunteer, from a urologist to a podiatrist, orthopedic surgeon. We have a group of GI doctors that volunteer one Saturday a month, and they provide scopes and colonoscopies for our patients. It's really tremendous the amount of care they can get. So if we can provide that care inside the clinic, we want to do it. Because once you get outside the clinic, then you involve hospitals and they're all uninsured, and the problem of payment gets really complicated. If we can do it inside the clinic, we want to do it. And we're very creative with what we can do. We have a huge women's health program, so we can even do some biopsies inside the clinic, free mammograms, and all of the things that you need as far as preventative care, because you can't just ignore all that until you get to Medicare, and then you're going to have a lot of problems.
Yeah.
And then that's going to be a drain on the Medicare budget, you know?
Sure.
So,
And as we were saying, if you could treat these things earlier, they could be, number one, under control, and number two, far less expensive.
Right.
Yeah. You mentioned the retired doctor. How was this organized? How was this set up in the beginning?
Well, in the beginning, it was on a very small scale, primary care, a few days a week, a volunteer doctor. It was actually our CEO's wife, and her children were small, and he was working in private practice, and she was volunteering. And then about a year of that, he became a full-time CEO medical director in 2004. And Dr. Todd Robbie, who is an orthopedic spine surgeon at Azalea Orthopedics, mm-hmm. he is one of our co-founders, and he really was instrumental in getting doctors to volunteer and getting them on board. And now we just have so many great specialty doctors who want to give of their time. We have a lot of churches who will send doctors through. We have Saturday clinics mm-hmm. where churches will actually come in, bring their staff. If they have doctors, if they have nurses, whoever they have, mm-hmm. they'll bring. We'll schedule the patients, and they run the clinic as a missions outreach.
Wow.
So it's really cool, and we've been able to expand that program. And then probably in 2014, I believe, is when Bethesda expanded their dental program. And now we have two full-time dentists, dental hygienist, a full-time dental staff where we can do any dental procedure in the clinic. Also, at an affordable rate, we charge about 30% of what you would pay at a normal dental clinic. So it's mm-hmm. it's affordable dental care too.
Which, and that can affect so many things. It can affect your job prospects. It can affect any number of things, you know.
For sure.
It's interesting, you from the sounds of it, you think about organizations like Doctors Without Borders. You think uh-huh. about Mercy Ships. You uh-huh. think about all the organizations where doctors volunteer their time overseas.
Right.
And you guys have basically the same kind of thing right here in East Texas.
Exactly right, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to go overseas to change someone's
Luckily,
life.
Yeah.
You know, you really don't. There's a lot of need in our community. There's so much opportunity to make an impact, and we are a faith-based ministry, so we want to offer our patients healing while we're pointing them to Christ and saying this is we want you to live an abundant life. Mm-hmm. And you can't really live in a truly abundant life if you're in pain or if you're suffering.
Or if you're worried about
the
expense of your pain and that sort of thing.
Right.
You touched briefly on some of these things. You do cancer screening?
We do. We have a really cool program. It's offered by Myriad. It's called a MyRisk test. And so if we have patients who have a high risk of different types of cancers through like their family history or whatnot, we can do a blood test and determine their risk factors. And that, I believe that test is about a $2,000 test, and we are able to provide it for free to our patients.
Wow.
We also have social workers, which really make a difference. Mm-hmm. One thing that I love is that we do have some requirements to be patients at Bethesda Clinic. You know, you have to be, for the adult side, you have to be working, you know, or you have to be a caregiver or a student or something. But if you come into the clinic and for some reason you don't qualify, whether you make too much money or whatnot, mm-hmm. we have social workers that can connect you to other places in town where no one's just turned away like, hey, I'm sorry, we can't help you. Also, if we have patients that have, you know, cancer or some kind of, you know, something where they need a major surgery, mm-hmm. we have social workers that help them navigate that, where they're able to help them get on Medicaid or financial assistance from the hospital. Because a lot of times people, especially if they don't speak English, unfortunately, like, it's really hard for them to understand how to navigate that process.
Oh, sure.
And so
even if you do, it's hard.
And so they have someone to kind of help them, which is, we actually had a patient a few years ago, and he came to us with liver failure, and he was in a really bad spot. It was in the middle of COVID. Anyways, after working with us for a while, we were able to get him some help, and he received a liver transplant, and he's thriving now.
Wow.
So it's pretty cool to see how it all works.
Well, and that's led me to another question, because obviously there are going to be some things you can't deal with on an outpatient basis.
Correct.
In a clinic setting.
Correct.
What happens then? You you're dealing with breast cancer and surgery is going to be required, mm-hmm. or colon cancer, whatever.
Right.
How do you navigate that for a person of limited means?
Well, there's a few different ways. Like I said, our social workers, like sometimes we can help the patient get on Medicaid. There's other programs through Texas Workforce Commission that exist. If a person needs some kind of surgery in order to get back to work, mm-hmm. there's funding available. We have different organizations that will work with us. Texas Spine and Joint will donate surgeries, their operating room. We've had patients that Dr. Robbie has done spine surgeries on for a very limited amount of money. You know, we have funding. We actually put on a golf tournament in September, and all of the money raised from that tournament goes to treatment and prevention of breast cancer. So we're helping a patient right now. She was diagnosed with breast cancer. She would be what you would call underinsured, mm-hmm. where she had insurance, but I think her deductible was like $6,000. She needed a lot of help. So we were able to pay for her care up to the $6,000 through funding from that specific event.
Wow.
And then now she's met her deductible so she can handle the costs. Mm-hmm. So we get creative. But there's a lot of just generous people in Tyler, organizations that will work with us, doctors that will donate their time to perform surgeries. Mm-hmm. And so it's really a blessing.
Well, that's another question. How are you guys funded? You said no Medicaid, no Medicare, mm-hmm. no insurance, and no government funding. So
right.
doesn't leave a lot. How do you keep it going?
Well, the community, like I keep saying, is just so generous. So, and we do have our Hangers of Hope thrift stores. Mm-hmm. So we have three stores currently, and those stores provide about 30% of our budget. So we get a lot of funding from that.
These are essentially resale shops. Mm-hmm. We should mention it. Yeah. Hangers of Hope. Mm-hmm. And I assume donations and all are
donations.
Welcome.
Like we run those stores. Some people get confused about that. We run the stores, and we actually employ over 100 people as mm-hmm. well. We do job training. We work. I mean, the stores are really great, but all of the funding from the stores goes straight to the clinic.
So going to any clothing store.
Yeah. But we accept donations, household items, furniture, clothing, toys, really anything, and it's a very easy way to donate. Mm-hmm. And if you like to resell shop, which I do, go stop in, see what you can find. So those stores are great. And then we also, the fees that the patients do pay, so it's not a free clinic, the fees that they do pay make up about 25% of our budget.
Okay.
And then the rest is funded through donors, special events. We do a lot of fundraising. We mm-hmm. have East Texas Giving Day coming up on April 29th.
Right.
And we have a $50,000 match, so if you would like to make a donation, you know, if you give 50, it's 100, so that's a great way to give. And then we do get some local grants from different mm-hmm. foundations. So, yeah.
Little bit of everything.
Churches that support us, you know, like honestly, the community sees the need, and we are truly a community-supported clinic, mm-hmm. which is what separates Bethesda from some other clinics that serve low-income families mm-hmm. that are more of like the federally qualified health clinics.
Sure.
And that's what separates Bethesda, is that we are 100% community-funded, and it's just the scope of care that our patients receive is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Well, and nothing against all those clinics. That's fine.
Right.
Because they all have a place
exactly
in this area. Mm-hmm. Going back to the beginning, I kind of glossed over that. When this whole thing started, you said your founder's wife was...
She was the medical director.
It was her. Was it her idea?
No, I think it was. So she and John, they went to medical school at Southwestern, and they always knew that they wanted to be involved in some type of mission, mm-hmm. right? And they moved to Tyler. He was working in private practice in North Tyler, so it would have been like it was a private practice, but you know, Medicaid type clinic. And I think he still saw the need, mm-hmm. right? And there was actually the missions committee from First Baptist Church, which we're located currently on the property of First Baptist Church in their building that they own. And we've been there since the beginning.
Okay.
And they got a group of people together, which is where Todd Robbie got involved. And they put a committee together. And there was a clinic that was operated, I believe, in maybe somewhere in Nashville or somewhere. And kind of the same idea as Bethesda. Like, it was a community-funded health clinic. And they got together and they said, hey, I think we could do this in Tyler. And this building happened to be available. And First Baptist was willing to let us be on their property. And it, but it wasn't just the First Baptist thing. Like, all we wanted it to be community thing.
Sure.
Other churches got involved, doctors, nurses, volunteers, and it's just really grown.
So it's really ecumenical.
That's correct. And we have actually outgrown the building. You know, we are busting at the seams in that building. And so,
well, that's a good problem to have.
It's a good problem to have. Yeah. And our pediatric clinic was the former St. Paul clinic.
Okay.
And we took over operations of that in September of 2023. But the exciting news is that we did purchase the former Hollywood movie theater on the West Loop.
Ah.
And that will become the new home of Bethesda Health Clinic with all of our PD, our adult, everything under one roof with tons of room to grow and provide enhanced services. So that's pretty exciting.
Wow. When does that happen?
Well, it's in the process. I can tell you is that we've purchased the building. We own the building. And we are working on raising funding.
Okay.
And so we're trying to raise some really large gifts right now. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll be able to launch like the public phase of the campaign in August or September. But yeah, it's really exciting.
Yeah.
It's really exciting. We have a great committee put together. Our board is wonderful and we have a vision and we hope that others will see the vision and want to be a part of it.
That is true. So this was a way really to combine their professional lives with their faith.
Correct.
And put them both to use.
Yes.
Yeah. But that's obviously then you're getting a lot of support if you can make this leap.
Right.
And I'm sure it was a leap. Yeah.
It is. It's like we're finally moving out of our parents' basement, right? Like, we're 22. We're going
to
move
out.
Time to
go.
We're going to be on our own.
Yeah. Finished school.
Right.
Yeah. I need to find a job.
Yeah. So that's kind of where we're at. I mean, it is definitely a leap of faith. But I have just, in my short 7 years of working there, I've seen God work so many miracles at the clinic, and the need just seems to be met. And so the way that it worked out with purchasing the building and the way that the building is in a great location, you know, the West Loop is growing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too far south. You know, we have to be in an area that's accessible for our patients. The amount of room the building has. So it kind of just all worked together to be a perfect fit for the future of Bethesda.
Yeah. We talked about some of the range of services. Tell me about some of the people that come to see you. Are there people, I mean, they have to be, there has to be, maybe for parents particularly, a level of gratitude
that
you're here.
My
kid has needed a doctor and I haven't been able to afford one.
So much gratitude. I mean, I just did a story on a sweet family and an 8-year-old boy, they're uninsured and he's a student at Bonner Elementary, which is a very low income school. And he fell at school, broke his arm.
Oh.
And so his mom, you know, they were kind of new to
Tyler. As boys will do. Yeah.
Right, exactly. The mom, unfortunately, doesn't speak English, so she's in a really hard spot. So she took him to Bethesda Pediatrics, and we don't have x-ray services there. But we were able to get him into the adult clinic, do an x-ray, send the x-ray to a volunteer doctor that reads the x-ray. Yes, it's broken. We can do casting there at the clinic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we handled the whole thing, got him in a cast, and then 6 weeks later, he came in, got the cast off, the bone's healing. He's totally fine. Mom is so grateful because she can't afford an emergency room visit.
Sure.
We also have, like, back on the foster kids.
Which sounds simple, but in a hospital setting, that would have been a very expensive visit.
Right, and just the stress on the parent with not knowing what to do. We have a lot of bilingual staff, so we're able to communicate and explain treatment and offer services that are affordable. I mean, it is a blessing to these families.
Yeah.
We have, like I said, the foster kids. A lot of kids that have a lot of trauma in our community, especially in the foster care system. Mm-hmm. And they need help, and they need someone that's going to love on them. And our pediatrician, Dr. Price, is just wonderful. He sees all the boys from Azaleway and some other homes, and he's able to... They're all trauma certified. We have counselors there, and he's so patient with them. And, you know, at least when they come to the doctor, they don't have to be afraid of going to the doctor.
Right. If somebody wants to get help, what's the procedure? They walk in the front door. What happens?
Well, it's different depending on what clinic you're in. So if you come to the adult clinic, you can come in anytime we're open and fill out an application. You only need to bring your some kind of ID and a check stub or your recent tax returns. And then you'll meet with someone, and they'll kind of just go over your intake forms, make sure you qualify. We go up to 300% of the federal poverty level. So that looks like if you're one person.
I can't remember where that is,
If you're household of one, you can make up to $44,000 and you would qualify as a patient. And then that increases based on how many people are in your family. So they'll meet with someone. They'll talk about their needs. If they have needs outside of healthcare, they can make recommendations on where they can go to meet those needs. They'll assign them their copay, and then they can just go to the either medical or dental counter and make an appointment. We currently have same day and next day appointments, so there's not a long wait. It's not like you're, oh, I'm at Bethesda, I'm going to have to wait a month to get into the doctor. That's not the way it works. And then they just can come, they can call and make an appointment like any normal medical office. We, once our patients are approved, they just have to requalify every 2 years to make sure they still fall within those income guidelines.
You didn't win the lottery,
right? And then at our PD clinic, so we accept Medicaid, CHIP. We actually accept private insurance there, although we have a very small number of kids that come with private insurance. And then we have the same kind of sliding scale for uninsured. So you can go into our PD clinic, you can call, make an appointment, and if you have Medicaid, great, we take it. If not, same thing, just bring your check stub, and then we'll assign them either $20 or $30 copay.
Okay.
And then same at PD, same day, next day appointments. We have counseling there as well. We have a great bilingual pediatric counselor, lots of therapy options there. So it's really amazing. I love it.
I would imagine so. You know, for every doctor, certainly for any professional, there are a lot of job satisfactions.
Yes.
Making people happy, making them whole, making them well. But in this particular case, I would imagine it's, you know, several fold.
Yeah, and we have just the sweetest people, from our donors to our volunteers to our patients. They're so grateful. They will start crying telling you how much you've saved their life. And it's just so heartwarming, and it's just, you get to see the best of humanity, you know?
Usually at your doctor's office, you cry over the bill. Over the bill.
Right.
Megan, how do they find you? How do they get hold of you?
Well, all the information is on our website, and that's BethesdaClinic.org. They can give us a call at our adult clinic or our PD clinic. We have a satellite clinic in Lindale that's open 2 days a week, and the information about that clinic is on our website as well.
Okay.
They can...
And go shop at the Hangers of Hope.
Go shop at Hangers of Hope. Go donate. Clean it. Spring cleaning. Clean out your closets. They'll get it out of your trunk for you. And if you have large donations, we actually have two different trucks that will drive around and come to your house and pick up your items.
Oh, perfect.
So that's convenient.
Indeed it is. And you're, for now at least, located on the campus of First Baptist?
We are on Ferguson, right off the square. And then our PD clinic is in between Front and Irwin, behind the original Don Juan. So it's really hidden over there, which is the new West Loop Clinic, when it's completed, will be a great great visibility for us. So hopefully we can get more patients too.
Sounds good. Megan Reyes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And thank you guys. Appreciate you. And this will be on our website at ktbb.com. See you next week.
In Focus is a weekly public affairs program featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place. In Focus is produced by KTBB and the Team Sports Radio. And we thank you for listening. Join us again next week.